USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The South Dakota Senate on Tuesday convicted Attorney General Jason Roundsburg of two impeachment charges stemming from a 2020 fatal accident, removing and barring him from future office. Primary elections and some runoffs took place Tuesday in D.C., Alabama, Virginia, Arkansas, and Georgia. Despite being outspent at least 11-1, Chris West defeated Jeremy Hunt in the Republican primary runoff. That's in Georgia's 2nd Congressional District. Virginia's Republican Congressional candidate Derek Anderson tells One America News the minority of military vet candidates are fed up watching the business in D.C. and are now running for office.
Right now, our Congress is composed of 17% veterans, which is the lowest it's been since the beginning of World War II. I think they're pretty fed up at what's going on in our country and how it's being run.
Stanley Cup Game 4 is tonight. Colorado leads Tampa Bay 2-1. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
President Biden today will call on Congress to suspend the federal gas tax for 3 months, and he's asking the states to do the same. President Obama calls this move a gimmick. As the investigation into the Uvalde, Texas school shooting continues today, many errors by those charged with keeping our kids safe may have cost lives with their inactions.
At a hearing in the Texas Senate, Colonel Steve McCraw, director of the Texas Department of Public Safety, said officers in the Uvalde school district had what they needed to stop the gunman 3 minutes after he entered the elementary school. He called the department's response to the deadly shooting an abject failure.
The only thing stopping a hallway of dedicated officers from entering room 111 and 112 was the on-scene commander, who decided to place the lives of officers before the lives of children.
McCraw added that officers would have found the door to the classroom where the shooter was holed up to be unlocked. That's if they had bothered to check it. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn are lining up in the southeast sky this month. It will peak on Friday. Get your tickets now because this won't happen again until 2040. As the nation awaits the Supreme Court's decision on a case that could overturn Roe v. Wade, Senator Ted Cruz on Newsmax Tuesday said he fears Democrat activists will lose their minds and there will be organized riots staged nationwide and the Department of Justice will just watch without enforcing the law.
Sadly, organized riots. I fear we're going to see organized violence. I think we're going to see something very similar to what we saw in 2020 with the Antifa and Black Lives riots across the country. We're already seeing Democratic politicians directing violent rioters to go to the justices' homes, to threaten the justices' homes. We saw someone arrested for attempted murder of Justice Kavanaugh, and I think we're deliberately going to see violence used as a tool of political terrorism by the left. And I got to say, Sean, it's infuriating that Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, refuses to enforce the law. It is a federal crime to protest at a justice's home while a case is pending. The Department of Justice under Biden refuses to enforce that law. We're seeing pro-life centers, pregnancy centers targeted, firebombed, and the Department of Justice is not doing a thing about it.
Thanks for listening, my friend. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.